If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So have you ever cut down your own Christmas tree? I must tell you, it's an amazing experience, especially if you're doing it for the whole family. I grew up with a fake tree and had one until I met my wife, who grew up with a real tree. Now, not that there's anything wrong with that or going to buy a pre-cut tree on the corner, but it's just that they're usually cut down so much earlier in the year than you might think. And by the time Christmas comes along, the tree is ready to go. So when you cut it down fresh, it lasts much, much, much longer, and it looks amazing, and it smells even better. So we went to Oney's Tree Farm, and so glad we did. Oney's Tree Farm in Woodstock, one of the area's oldest tree farms, which has been around for 50 years, provides families with a wonderful experience and includes other activities, like a visit with Mrs. Claus with the North Pole Cottage, their horse-drawn wagon rides, pony rides, a fabulous gift shop, and much more. And now for the last few years, Dawn Peterson has joined us and now has sold her business to the next generation. And joining us to tell us more as they get ready to open the doors in just a few hours is Scott and Christy Peterson. Happy holidays to you both, and congratulations on buying the business.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's been wonderful, a magical experience. So it's nice to give back to everybody and share traditions with everybody each year. So
absolutely. Well, yeah, first, tell us a little bit about the history of the tree farm.
Yeah, my the tree farm was originally started by Oney Nienhuis in I believe it was 1960, 1962, and my father Ron, he purchased the farm in 1984, and he was he was an electrician by trade, and my mother thought he was crazy going from, you know, being an electrician and going into buying a tree farm. And it was actually a fantastic experience for the whole family. My sister and I and my mother and father all, you know, worked the farm. And
sure, sure.
I started working on the farm when I was 8 or 10 is when we purchased the farm.
So, yeah, see, that's very cool. I mean, you know, the whole family's involved in that, and that's what I love. And now the barn that, you have the wreaths that that Christy, you make. I saw Dawn there making wreaths. That barn is like from 1904. That's like listed on the historic register for McHenry County.
It is. It is.
No, the barn is amazing. It is. It's definitely historical, and we are very fortunate to be able to open it up to families throughout the Christmas season.
It's a great experience. How big is the property in general?
The property in general is roughly about 60 acres of trees, and growing on those 60 acres is approximately about 90,000 trees.
Wow. Now, what kind of trees do you have in the farm? Tell me, break down some of the trees you got on the farm.
Oh, yes. We have Fraser fir, Concolor fir, Douglas fir, Austrian pine, white pine, Scotch pine, Colorado spruce, Norway spruce, Serbian spruce, and white spruce. And so there's quite an assortment.
There is quite an assortment. To break down some of the pricing, because I got to tell you, I think it's just extremely reasonable.
Oh, yes. Thank you. The pines are from 5 to 8 foot are $55 a piece, and the firs and spruce are from 5 to 8 foot are $65 a piece. And we do have trees that go larger, and those go up to over 9-10 foot, go up to $100 to $125, depending if on the size range.
Now, I'll tell you, it's a fun trip. We went this morning, and it's about an hour drive. I live in the city, so it was about an hour drive, and so easy to get up there. I mean, you're taking 90 pretty much straight up, and fun experience. You can bring your own saw. You can rent one. Then you go out, and just like, it's best way to explain this, Clark Griswold and the family, you know, going to find the holiday tree, seeing the big glow from the sky, you know, and, you know, I've got a 14-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and my wife and I took us out there, and we searched for a little bit. I mean, you know, it's funny, like, you see these families, and they just know that's the tree, and that's the tree, and that's my tree over here, and, you know, they see what fits their house or their living room, whatever it might be, and you cut it down, you carry it back, you guys help prep it and wrap it, and you're ready to go. It's such a great experience, and we went inside, had some apple cider and some donuts, and you guys serve food there as well, and I know your kids are working behind the counter.
Yes, the next generation.
Yeah, exactly. And Mrs. Claus is there. There's pony rides. There's horse-drawn carriage rides. It's real. And again, the bakery is so fabulous. And then the gift shop. What can you find in the gift shop? Tell folks.
You can find ornaments. You can find holiday decorations. Then we do the homemade wreaths. And
we have garland as well, centerpieces. It's an amazing experience for everybody to come out. And, again, to see the same families year after year to come share their tradition with us is amazing. So,
well, it's cool to see Christy and Dawn in the main room right before you walk out. You're making wreaths, you're making centerpieces, and they're beautiful. I mean, they're beautiful.
Thank you. And we're a busy little elves.
Yeah,
and it's nice to be a part of everybody's holiday.
Absolutely.
You know, we're going to be at everybody's dinner, and just being able to have that is nice, and to see the same faces every year.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's a great experience. It's tradition. It's family tradition. And I think that's something that if you're looking to do something completely different, don't think it's a difficult task to cut down the tree. It's not too hard. I mean, you're sawing for a good 5 or 10 minutes, and you're getting that tree down, and it's you know, you got people out there that help get it loaded on the car if you need to. It's just it's really a lot of fun. What are the address and the hours now going into now that we're post Thanksgiving?
Oh yes, the address is 16608 U.S. Highway 14. Woodstock, Illinois. And our hours are every day until Sunday, December 13th, from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And for more information, you can go to Oney's Tree Farm, and that's O-N-E-Y-S, treefarm.com. Scott and Christy Peterson, again, congrats on taking over the family business. I think that's absolutely wonderful. I'm glad, you know, another generation's taking it over, and you're keeping it in the family. And happy holidays to you both.
Thank you
very much.